Hello.
Adrian, hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good. Don't know if you know it or not, but you have a disciple up here in Chris Johnson. He says that he's talked to you a little bit, and you've given him some advice.
Yeah, you know, he was teammates with one of my close friends on the team now, Andre Allison. And, you know, you want to give the young guys some good advice.
What'd you tell him?
Say again?
What did you tell him?
You know, it's confidential.
You give me tips?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing from running back to another running back. You want to give good tips. You know, things that you've been through. You know, I've been through my first year. And, you know, things that can help him out, you know, going into his first year.
How did you meet him?
Say again?
How did you meet him?
Through Andre, actually.
Okay.
Are you kind of wishing that since you guys play each other this week that maybe you had not talked to him about that until maybe after Sunday?
No, not at all. You know, honestly, I'm the type of player that, you know, want to compete against the best, you know. And, you know, younger guy, you know, I'm always willing to step in there and give young guys advice, you know, and see those guys succeed too, you know, because that's what it's all about when it comes down to it. But, you know, just as long as I, you know, have my stuff together and I'm prepared, that shouldn't affect anything at all.
Nice that he's told us he kind of wants to be like you and have the kind of performance you had as a rookie last year. Nice to hear that people want to be like you.
Oh yeah. You know, it feels good. You know, it makes me just realize that, you know, I'm, you know, making a statement. You know, really making a statement you know, get myself out there. You know, have younger guys looking up to me. And things like that, but he definitely got, you know, all it takes. You know, he's a strong guy. You know, the key ingredient that he do have is speed. You know, and I'm sure y'all have seen that displayed before. So I think he got the opportunity to be good.
What kind of expectations did you have coming into your rookie season? Why is it that running backs are able to have success early when maybe that's not true at other positions?
Why is it?
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, for me, I just came in, you know, just with the mindset, you know, and just really worked hard during the offseason. You know, just really worked, you know, during the offseason to get my body right, try to stack on a couple more pounds, and really keep my speed. And that's one thing I can say, too, speed, because it's a game of speed. If you can get a running back to have legitimate speed, or a guy that's, you know, legitimate, I mean, four, you know, high 4.4, 4.5. But you can get a guy that's 4.3, you know, 4.37, 4.32, around that range. That's all they need is a crease, and, you know, it can be a home run. So if you work on the little things coming in, and, you know, if you're that caliber of a guy coming in with that type of speed, you work on all the little things, you know, being in sync with the offensive linemen, you know, putting guys on guys, and you know, knowing what you got to do to stay on the field as far as the pass game. You know, you got the opportunity to go out there and make some things happen.
You mentioned trying going against the best with the Titans and their defense against the run. What kind of a challenge do you see there?
I see a tough challenge. You know, I really feel like it'll be one of the most physical fronts as far as the down linemen up front. That we will face. It's kind of going to be, you know, it's no surprise that we're both teams that like to run the ball. So that's a known. It's no higher than that. It's going to be, you know, a Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier fight out there, you know, for our defense and for a defense and vice versa. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it because these are the type of games I love. You know, it's no surprise what these guys are bringing. You know, they're good on defense all around, secondary. So, I'm excited.
You all have been so close in your games this season, getting the win on Sunday. How much can that maybe help you guys get back to exactly where you want to be coming into this Sunday?
You know, I can say, you know, it definitely kind of molded, you know, it's starting to mold on us a little bit as far as confidence. You know, losing our first two games, one to Green Bay, and, you know, having the lead all the way to the fourth quarter and losing against Indianapolis. You know, we always knew what we had offensively and defensively as a team. You know, it was really all about putting it together. You know, so we really never just doubted ourselves. But when you get that win, you know, you kind of gain that confidence. And, you know, and guys start, you know, just clicking more. You know, so that's what we have done. You know, we know it's still, you know, week, you know, 1 week after the next, you know, we're going to keep approaching it that way. And, you know, to be 2-2, you got to go out and win this next game.
What did the change from Jackson to Gus Frerotte do for the offense?
What did it do for the offense?
Right, yes.
You know, as the offensive unit, you know, when that switch was made, it was kind of shocking to me, first of all. But, you know, it seemed like a lot of the blame was going to Tavares. But, you know, when I watched them, it was us offensively as a unit. You know, with things that we could do better, on the offensive line, as a running back group, and receivers getting open, things like that, little things like that. But we were pushing the corner, you know, 0-2, and I guess the organization felt it was best to make, you know, to make a move, you know. And, you know, he has stepped in, and he has, you know, done a great job. You know, the same things he do in practice, so it didn't surprise me. But, you know, we're just going to try to move on from here.
Adrian, how have you seen teams try to defend you?
Well, putting 12 men in a box.
Has it changed from this year to last year?
Has it changed?
Yeah, meaning teams like, for instance, the Titans had all off season to ponder how they were going to try to defend you this Sunday. Have you seen it change from last year?
You know, not really. You know, the last couple of games of the season last year, seeing, you know, more of 9 men, you know, in a box. I'm sure it's what, you know, they're going to bring to the table. And I watch film, and I see how many guys they have in a box against Jacksonville. So I can pretty much expect, you know, me and Chess and the running back group, we can expect the same thing, you know. And it's nothing new to us, you know. This is what, you know, we know what comes with, you know, leading rushing, you know, last year. We know what comes with that. So, you know, we just got to prepare ourselves and get ready for another fight.
Is that something you embrace as far as having a chance to hit a home run, or is it, this is about to be a tough day?
You know, to be honest, I look at it at all different, you know, angles. You know, knowing that, you know, it's not going to come easy, you know, knowing that those guys on the other side of the ball, you know, get paid to, you know, take care of their job too. So it's never going to be easy. You know, it's all about executing your assignments, you know, doing all the little things correctly, and then, you know, not going out every snap thinking about hitting a home run, it's phantom, and then, you know, sooner or later, you know, you get the feast. So, you know, that's pretty much how we look at it as a running back group.
You know that you're going to get the ball probably 20 times a game. The defense knows that. Is there anything that you guys can do as an offense to make yourself look a little less predictable maybe than usual?
You know, just come out, you know, the most important thing is just, you know, establishing, you know, a pass game, you know, making the defense be honest, you know, and, you know, if they want to bring 9 men in the box, you know, we can punish them in the pass game. And, you know, when they drop back out back, then, you know, you might still punish them in the pass game or throw a run in there, you know. So that's the benefit of, you know, having that pass game to back up the running game also.
There were times last season where it seemed as if the Vikings weren't exactly sure how to use you, maybe how much to use you. Do you think that has improved at all this season?
Oh, yes. It definitely has improved. You know, different formations where, you know, I'm spread out wide, or, you know, me and Chess might be in the game together, and different things like that, or we both might be spread out. So, you know, I really got molded in last year, you know, and got my feet wet, and, you know, now it's time just to take off, and, you know, to the offense.
Which one of this year's running backs is last year's Adrian Peterson?
That's pretty tough to say right now. That's pretty tough to say right now, but it's a lot of guys I like to watch. You know, Forte from Chicago, you know, he showed, you know, versatility as far as being able to spread out and do things out wide, you know, catch passes. He definitely ran the ball hard at Fadden. You know, he's a guy I like to watch too. Strong guy, you know, got good, you know, good speed. So, you know, guys like that, you know, I've been watching. You know, Johnson too.
You think those guys, you think you gave all those guys something to shoot for this year?
Oh, yeah. You know, I hope that, you know, they come in with the mindset of, you know, doing, you know, that, you know, I set, you know, the standards of, you know, from last year that they want to do better. You know, they want to go out and do, you know, better than I did last year, you know, and set the goals high and, you know, and want to accomplish, you know, things like that. So, and hopefully they got their mindset that way and, you know, we'll see if they accomplish it.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, it's possible for me. You know, it's what I came in with the mindset of, you know, coming out and making a statement, you know, letting the world know who I was and working hard. You know, so if you work hard and you set your goals, you know, and you go out and you do the little things within, you know, the offense, you know, learn the offense, the, you know, pass protections and all the things that'll keep you on the field, they give you the opportunity, you know, to accomplish those things. You know, you should be all right.
Do you, going back to your college days, do you remember Michael Griffin, Red River Shootout?
Oh, yes.
What? Tell me a little about what you might remember from those days in Dallas.
You know, I remember, you know, putting a bang on him a couple of times, running him over a couple of times, you know, and, you know, but, you know, that was in college, you know, he's a different player now, you know, that was, you know, I like to joke about that, you know, we got Sid Griffin, you know, on the team here, so, you know, I threw a couple of low blows at him too, because, you know, he was a victim once or twice, you know, during my years at Oklahoma too. But, you know, it's, you know, he watching film on him, you know, his game has changed, you know, and he's a better player now.
Well, you're in the pros now. Does it mean you're going to hit him harder, or is he going to hit you?
He better get it by to hit me harder, you know, because, like, everyone knows, you know, I like to deliver the blow, so, you know, I don't like too many guys to get an easy shot on me. And he knows that, you know, I play against him in Texas. He knows what type of player I am. So I'm sure he's going to be, you know, prepared and ready to play, too.
How's your hamstring, by the way?
It's feeling good.